Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
One of the key distinctions with Jehovah's Witnesses that you'll often see is the fact that they do not hold to the biblical view of the Trinity. In fact, they often will go after Roman Catholics who don't know their Bible all that well, or maybe Christians who grew up in a Christian home but don't understand the Bible. And they give them a book that talks about, should you believe in the Trinity? And it is a booklet to supposedly argue that the Trinity is a made-up doctrine. So when we come to their view of who God is, they believe that God the Father is, and they will use the phrase, Almighty God. Now, that becomes a distinction because when they speak of Jesus Christ, as we'll see tomorrow, when they speak of Him, they will say He's Mighty God. So there's a distinction between the Almighty God and just a Mighty God. But as we look at the third person of the Trinity, we end up seeing the Jehovah's Witnesses believe He's kind of like a force, just kind of like electricity, they describe Him. An invisible, active force of Almighty God that moves His servants to do His will. That is from one of their documents. So what you end up seeing is they believe it's kind of like maybe the Jedi force from Star Wars. But the Holy Spirit isn't actually a person. It is just some force that activates God's will. So Jesus Christ is not really God. The Holy Spirit's just a force. This is their beliefs of who God is.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.